A heated orgy of fours and threes pushing all concerned to a visceral conclusion. The observation of one of the writers in this John Cage Uncaged programme book, which you may think is not an overstatement. After Philip Mead's performance of Henry Cowell's 1928 concerto for piano and orchestra. That was its London premiere, given by Philip Mead to the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Lawrence Foster, live from the Barbican Hall on BBC Radio 3. It's not, as Philip Mead observed beforehand, exactly a repertoire piece, but on the other hand, I think he made the case for it being a grand romantic concerto. And I dare say he won't have to wait another 8 years before somebody asks him to play it again. He's a real advocate of contemporary music, is Philip. He's recorded all Charles Ives's solo piano music, and he has recorded the piano music of George Crumb on two CDs. Incidentally, when I said he was going to record the complete piano music of Henry Cowell, and here he is coming back, still looking very relaxed, and the orchestra applauding him as well they might. When I said he was going to record the complete piano music, he told me beforehand that he discovered there were about 1,000 pieces, so he was certainly going to have to make a little bit of editorial selection. But he's going to start on the project, that's for sure. Now, after the interval, we have more composers who make up Cage's American context, including George Antheil, Charles Ives, and Aaron Copland, and we end with Cage himself and his famous silent piece, 4 minutes, 33 seconds. Don't miss it. During the interval, who better to hear from than the man himself, John Cage? Cage was always willing to talk about and explain his frequently misunderstood ideas. Tom Service introduces some of Cage's words taken from interviews given over the years and preserved in the BBC archives. Cage on Cage.